Welcome to Pick LJ Podcast, your official Gilmer Chamber podcast. Join us as we dive into local businesses and events that make Gilmer County special. Now let's find out what's happening in LJ today.
Everyone, welcome into the Pick LJ Podcast. I am joined today by the President and CEO of the Gilmer Chamber, Jennifer Grimmer, and the new Downtown Welcome Center Manager, Katherine Weiss. Welcome in.
Thank you so much. We're so happy to be here.
Yay. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. Met you yesterday, actually, at the chamber meeting. But this is a new position. I would love to know what your thoughts are so far. Are you overwhelmed any? Are you just excited? What do you think?
Oh, man. Just working with the team and everything has been amazing. I've been in training for the last 2 weeks to kind of just know the ins and outs. And I'm just very excited to get into the Welcome Center and just a little love in there and just kind of just update things that needed to be updated and working alongside our tourism community and everything. And I'm just very excited.
She's got all sorts of ideas.
Yes, I do.
It's been really fun. Catherine's actually been pretty close to the chamber for a number of years. She was actually our member of the year 2 years ago, making her blush, and a very active ambassador with the chamber. So her training has been more on the industry specific tourism destination marketing stuff, but as far as relationships and all that, everybody knows Catherine.
Yes. I waved to a lot of people on that porch already. It's super exciting.
Well, you mentioned some new ideas and stuff like that. What can you tell me about some ideas that you have for the tourism industry in Gilmer County and the Welcome Center?
Yeah, of course. I had some ideas of maybe incorporating a lot of, it's the Watkins Building. So I don't think maybe some people are aware of that. So there's some history there that I'd like to bring more to light and more to vision, bring a lot of historical aspects of LJ in there, even some like family trees and Apple House history, and just to have it be where it's when visitors come in, they feel the warmth and the welcome of LJ. Just throwing some ideas out there.
Catherine's being very careful because we don't want to promise anything we can't deliver on, but I will tell you that what we can promise is that the Downtown Welcome Center is going to be more than it's ever been before. It's currently a beautiful historic building right on the square, and we have had a lease with the county since 2019 to run a visitor center there. We actually had over 13,000 people walk in last year, and that's just the ones that we counted. So the foot traffic is impressive. And what we've sort of realized, and in the hiring of Catherine, which is a completely new position, we realized that we haven't really utilized that space to the best that we could. And so taking the downstairs and changing it from more than just a desk where you ask questions and get brochures, but interactive displays, historic displays, like she said, maybe some family trees, some apple history. Why are we the apple capital of Georgia? Why are we the mountain bike capital of Georgia? What does that mean? We know agritourism is our number one attraction here. So how do we tell the story of how that came about? We just feel like we're not trying to be a museum, but we're trying to be an educator when it comes to tourism. Perhaps some fun things we've tossed around are like, maybe you plant a little plant in the Welcome Center on weekends in the spring, or maybe you decorate Christmas cookies at the Welcome Center in Christmas season, or maybe, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Like, we could have served green cider on the porch on Fridays, or just some stuff that we've never had the bandwidth to do. Catherine has come on board and she has the creative license to do some of that, which we've really never been able to do before.
Yeah. Just have people have an experience. I want them to have like some memories and just experience. So when they think of LJ, they just think of it all, you know, and they just know the history and just all of the entertainment and just everything and the food, and leave willing to want to come back for more.
Yeah, exactly.
little launching pad.
Awesome. Well, we are far enough into 2024 where we can kind of give a review of our accomplishments in 2023. So, Jennifer, I know that you have some things that you want to discuss about what the Gilmer Chamber was able to accomplish in 2023.
Yeah, and, you know, I like to take every opportunity I have to explain that a little bit to the public, because we do operate with transient lodging tax funding, which our funding for our destination marketing organization, which I will refer to as DMO, that is a funding mechanism that was set up by the state government many years ago, I think back in the 70s, 72-ish. Where if you charge lodging tax in your municipality, whether that's a city or a county, a portion of that tax by state law has to go back into promoting that same area. So it was set up to ensure that communities that depended on tourism monies to stay afloat and keep their economy healthy had a way to ensure people kept coming back. And so at our current levels in Gilmer County, the city of Ellijay has a 8% lodging tax, of which we get about 43.75%. The city of East Ellijay currently has a 3% lodging tax, of which they give us 60% voluntarily. That is more than state law requires. And they are actually looking to change that tax. And we are voluntarily open to taking less of that, of course. They're in the process right now. And then the lion's share is Gilmer County. So with over, 1,800 rental cabins, 4 hotels, et cetera, the vast lion's share of the income that comes to the chamber for the DMO is from Gilmer County. And so that crossed over $2 million last year. And a lot of people, even within our industry, when we go to association conventions, are shocked that Little Ellijay has that large of a DMO. And that is primarily because of our rental cabins, which really blossomed during COVID and post-COVID. So our responsibility to state law is to take in those funds and spend them compliant with state law, which is to promote Ellijay. And it's a pretty simple statement. We buy ads in Southern Living. We put up billboards. We have TV shows come. We hire journalists to write editorials. We hire influencers to visit and write about their experience. We have radio shows on our local radio station and podcasts. We go to travel trade shows to market Ellijay as a place to get married or a place to go mountain biking, et cetera, et cetera. So in 2023, we had a fantastic year. We actually won an award last year for our marketing initiative for Pick Ellijay. And I was very proud of our team. We beat out a lot of larger communities. And we just published our third annual visitor's guide, which we just started in 2021. So the 2024 guide just came out. You can pick them up at the Welcome Center or at the Chamber. Come get a box if you own a cabin or a restaurant or a attraction or a winery or anything like that. They are no ads. We've paid for them completely with tourism lodging funds so that they are more like a coffee table flip book. They're really interesting and fun and full of beautiful photography because we did eliminate the clutter that ads can bring. So yeah, 2023 was an amazing year. We saw record numbers. We had record numbers of visitors. We had record numbers of walk-in traffic to the visitor centers. We had record numbers of people following our social media platforms. For example, kudos to Josh on our staff, but our Instagram just topped over 20,000 followers, which is amazing. More than like Cobb County and Marietta and some bigger players have. So We are bragging on Josh, yes, and very proud of that. But we've got some billboards now coming down from Kentucky and Tennessee. We still have a couple coming up from Florida, though those are going down soon. My team and I have pretty much realized that we've got Florida saturated. We don't really need to spend a lot of money for Floridians to know we're here. So we're playing in some different markets on that front. We just hired a new video company, Zozo Bear Productions, out of Dahlonega, to do some fun new tourism videos for us, some more story-driven videos instead of just informative. So people should start seeing those soon. Let's see, in 2024, we bought a package with NBC affiliate during the Olympics. So you're going to see commercials for Ellijay during the Olympics, which is a pretty big deal. Just local, not national.
Yeah.
Let's see, we've got a cool series of interviews coming out of Chattanooga, Local 3 television station, where they're going to be doing some features on Ellijay. Actually, just talked to House Hunters TV show. They're doing a House Hunter episode here, and we're looking for places to shoot some beautiful B-roll. So we are rocking and rolling. You know, tourism is not slowing down, but it isn't speeding up as fast as it was. So 2021 to 2023, tourism absolutely went exponential. And since then, it continues to rise, but at a much, much slower, more maintainable rate. So yeah, my team and I are, we wrote a marketing plan for 2024, which we're happy to share with any of our constituents and stakeholders. I just did a big presentation to the county, which I do every March, that goes over the budget and how we spend the money and gives people a chance to weigh in from the public. We also have a tourism committee meeting that meets quarterly that we invite any of our tourism, dining, lodging, shopping, attraction stakeholders to join us for, just in the effort to be as transparent and as forthcoming as we can, since we are really cognizant of the fact that we are stewards of public funds and we just want to do the best job we can.
I have no doubt that you will. And I like what you said, you know, as you said, it's still climbing tourism, but it's at a more maintainable rate. Mm-hmm. So you can actually have time to think about what your next ideas are going to be instead of feeling like you have to rush to keep up high expectations.
It's just grown so fast and it's hard for the community and it's even hard for us as a chamber to sort of reconcile the changes from being a community that relied on the textile industry and chicken farming to a community that does rely on those tourism dollars, $35, $40 million coming in on the regular to local businesses. It finds its way to everyone eventually. And I think currently we're at around $1,000 a year that tourism is paying taxes toward, that every individual family in Gilmer County would have to pay that much more in taxes to keep us afloat if it wasn't for tourists. So as much as they frustrate us and clog up our roads, I don't think any one of us wants to write an extra $1,000 check every year for that to go away. So we do our best to balance that as a chamber and a DMO. And I think so far we've been fairly successful at it.
Yeah, I'd say just from what you told me about the accomplishments in 2023 alone, you guys are doing a fantastic job.
We're trying. And I tell you, Asa, it keeps growing. Like just today, we just were invited to tour a brand new tourism stakeholder. Apple J Distillery just opened in the old Sears building. And it's absolutely beautiful. They've done a meticulous job. It's very clean and inviting and friendly. And I commend Caroline and her team down there. I think they're going to be a big success. But I don't think a week has gone by for at least 2 years that there isn't something new that we need to pay attention to and sort of bring into our tourism family here in North Georgia. So we'll see what we bring in next week.
It's good to hear. It's good to hear. And thank you very much for being on, Catherine. Welcome into the hustle and bustle of the Gilmer tourism industry. And we look forward to talking with you more throughout the year. And with that, that's going to do it for this episode of the Pick LJ podcast. Check us out on our website, wljaradio.com. Click the podcast tab and find the Pick LJ podcast to hear this episode and any previous episodes you might have missed. And you can find us on streaming services like Apple Music, Spotify, Google Podcast, and Podbean. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back again next week.
This has been Pick LJ Podcast. To find out more about everything Gilmer County, visit GilmerChamber.com or visit the Gilmer Chamber Welcome Centers at 696 First Avenue, East LJ, or 10 Broad Street in LJ.